We are the crime scene couple.
Welcome to episode 2 of Crime Scene Couple. We are now on the second state, Alaska. Amy, what you got for us?
So we have a family of 5 from Alaska that has gone missing.
Okay.
Brandon, age 38, and Rebecca, age 23. And Rebecca's 2 daughters live together in a duplex in a small fishing community southeast of Anchorage, Alaska. May 27th was the last time anyone heard from any of them.
Wait, hold on. Is there 4 or 5?
There's 4 of them. Did I say 5?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, because it involves the dog.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's absolutely 5 then.
So 5. Okay. The family the has dog. The dog.
If something happens to the dog, I'm going to be upset.
Okay. So we have Rebecca. If you notice, I said Rebecca's 2 daughters.
Yeah, so she...
With them. So Rebecca had a previous husband named Jeremiah, who was the 2 girls' age 6 and 3's biological father. And he died from a motorcycle accident 2 years before the family went missing. But we'll get back to that a little bit later. Brandon moved in with Rebecca and her girls just a month after Jeremiah's death.
Wow, that's quick.
So you wonder if they knew each other previous.
Do we know, like, what year this is?
Yes, I believe it was 2012.
So, like, online dating's a thing, right?
Yeah.
So, like, they could meet
they pretty quick. They could have known. I didn't know if, like, Jeremiah and Brandon knew each other. Like, it doesn't ever say. It just says...
Man, a month is quick, though.
Yeah, he moved in fairly quick after Jeremiah had died.
Okay.
Despite the age gap in Brandon and Rebecca, they were said to have a good relationship. A neighbor had told reporters that from what she had seen, they loved each other very much. She said that the couple was very friendly and that they were always on the lawn playing with the girls and their dog, Sparks. So there's the 5th member.
I got it.
Who also went missing. The neighbor that lived directly under them said that the ceiling walls were so thin and she could always hear them and the dog walking around and could hear them talking. So the last time anyone heard from them, again, just so you have that as a reference, is May 27th was okay. The last time anyone heard from them.
2012?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but on May 23rd, that neighbor had, Brandon had asked that neighbor to borrow her hose to wash his car. But she never heard any noises, like the car shutting on or anything, and she said both cars never moved. Brandon, or the neighbors contacted the police and asked them to do a welfare check on the family on May 31st after noticing they hadn't seen or heard from them in a few days. The police told them that they had to wait until June 5th, and if their rent wasn't paid, then they could go do the welfare check.
Okay, so that gives them like an excuse?
It was like the end of the month, they're like, well... Let's not bother these people if the rent's not paid.
They could be on vacation type of thing.
Yeah, if the rent's not paid.
Then we have an excuse.
Probable
cause.
Yeah. The landlord of the duplex who lived in one of the other apartments told police that they always paid their rent on time. And when June payment wasn't made, he knew there was something wrong. Okay. Next, we're going to talk about the days before the family went missing. On May 18th and 22nd, investigators found video surveillance of Rebecca and her daughters in town, and also footage of Rebecca at the wheel of Brandon's black Chevy pickup truck on the morning of the 25th at the grocery store. Rebecca's sister said that she was acting weird the last time that she talked to her. On May 27th, so the last day that anyone had heard from her, Rebecca and her sister had a Skype call set up so that the younger kids maybe cousins could do a Skype call together.
Okay.
But Rebecca called and canceled. The sister said that since they were little, they always had this little thing where they would say, "Thou shalt not lie," and always had to tell the truth to each other.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But on the day that Rebecca called to cancel with her sister, she said to her, "Thou shalt not lie. Are you okay?" And Rebecca said back to her, "Don't ask me that right now. Just know that I love you."
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So the sister obviously knew there was something going on.
Right.
So after she had hung up with her, she called her mom, so the Rebecca and her sister's mom, and asked if she would go do a check on Rebecca. The mother did so and reported back to the sister that she looked like she'd been crying when she saw her, but just thought it was hormones.
Ooh.
So I don't have, like, much on the mom or that visit or anything, just what the sister had said.
Okay.
So those were the days before the family went missing.
And so the sister talked to her on the 27th of May,
mm-hmm.
and the mom went on the 27th of May?
Like, yes.
The same day?
Yeah.
So they live close.
So, yeah. So the sister must live far away enough to do a Skype call, and the mom must live close.
Cool. Okay.
Okay, so the days after the family went missing. So like I said before, the police didn't go do a welfare check on the family until they didn't pay their rent. So June 6th was the day that the police came to the house. When the police showed up to the house, nobody answered. Both cars were still at the house, and both girls' car seats were still in the car. So you had said, like, maybe they had gone on vacation.
Right.
So that's what the cops were worried about, not going then. But when they showed up, both cars were still there, and both of the girls' car seats were still in the car, so, like, they couldn't have taken an Uber or gone with anybody.
In Alaska, does Uber even exist?
I don't know. Maybe. It depends on how, like, little their town is.
I've never been to Alaska. You have.
Which it sounds. Yeah. Just depends on the town, I think.
Right.
Okay, so when they went into the house, breakfast was still on the table and their jackets were still hanging on the hooks. Which I thought it was interesting that they said their jackets, because it's May, but it's so also Alaska.
Yeah.
So...
But it's cool.
So, yes, they did mention that their jackets were still hanging on the hooks. Nothing seemed to be packed, and their camping gear was still there. There seemed to be no forced sign of forced entry either. It was a mystery to everyone as to where they could have gone. The police, neighbors, and families started a search. A scent dog picked up a scent, but nothing seemed to come from that. They started to look at suspects.
Does it say how long after that they started looking at suspects?
No, but I would guess.
Pretty quick.
I mean, fairly quick.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so here's the suspects that we have for them. So Rebecca had, it said that Rebecca had two roommates 2 years before she went missing. That the police did look into because Rebecca did have to evict them and also put out a restraining order.
Ooh.
So there must have been some kind of fighting along with the eviction for her to have to put out a restraining order.
Yeah, bad blood for sure.
Just kind of fishy.
Okay.
But nothing came of that. So I'm guessing just like 2 years was probably just too long to hold a grudge enough to kill somebody, I guess, or
kidnap them
or whatever. Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So those suspects are out of the picture. There was a neighbor that called police about two leads that she had. She said that there was somebody sleeping in her van the night after the family disappeared. So in her van, not the family's van. The night that the family disappeared. She said that the person had smoked a pack of cigarettes and the driver's seat was laid all the way back. She said that the police didn't seem interested and told her that she was overthinking it and to leave it alone. Okay. Which I think is weird.
Yeah.
So.
Unless she's like one of those people that like.
Is just constantly. Always has something.
Yeah. Always in the center of attention.
So yeah. Maybe she had some past stuff with the police. I don't know.
Okay.
And they just didn't believe her and were like, whatever. So this lady ended up cleaning up all the cigarette butts and throwing them away.
That's smart.
So. If they came back to it,
right.
they they'd be gone.
Right. There goes your DNA.
Yeah. Okay, so that lady that saw, that threw away all the cigarette butts, she was the one that lived underneath them that could hear, hear them above walking around.
Okay.
And so she also told the police that she heard someone walking around. So she heard a man's voice and footsteps in the apartment early morning on June 6th.
And that's the day the cops
The day the cops came.
Okay.
So I'm assuming before the cops came.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Okay. Here's the one that they suspected the most.
Okay.
The next suspect they had was Lisa Hundley. She was the biological father's mother. So the grandmother of the girls.
Okay.
Lisa had a history of drug and gun-related crimes.
Okay.
She also had a boyfriend that was a registered sex offender charged for meth possession, growing marijuana, gun theft, and sexually mistreating a 14-year-old girl.
Holy cow, is that all?
Right?
Holy cow.
The couple together were also charged with giving meth and alcohol to minors.
They're winners.
So, kind of just messed up grandma, some issues. So, they just wondered, you know, did she have something to do with
it? Did she ever show anger towards the family, though?
Yeah, so I'll tell you.
Okay. Sorry.
So the cop, after they had suspected this, the cops went to the home and nobody was home. So they did end up raiding the home. And the cops found meth and 12 stolen firearms.
Whew.
But the couple was not home and nowhere to be found.
Okay.
Get this. The grandma, this Lisa Hundley, never came to look for the family. So, like, when they were, the neighbors and the cops and everybody were out doing a search, the grandma never showed up to help look for her grandkids.
So she became a suspect after they were looking.
Yeah, so, like, when they had done, like, a search party and were looking for them, then they started looking for suspects and the grandma came up.
And the grandma's, like, right there. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. Also, remember how I told you that we would talk about Jeremiah's death again.
Correct.
Well, here's something that could be a coincidence or by design.
Don't believe in coincidences.
But the family went missing on the 2-year anniversary of his death.
Man, that mom, that grandma, for sure.
So that's interesting.
Okay.
Also, at the time of the family's disappearance, the grandma was suing Rebecca for a share in Jeremiah's deceased estate. She had filed at least 2 court applications earlier that year. The sister, Rebecca's sister.
The one she was Skyping with?
Yes.
Okay.
Told the police that the grandma was sneaky and cunning because she was filing the lawsuit in Anchorage instead of the town that Rebecca lived in. So that there was a better chance that Rebecca didn't show up to the court date and Lisa would win. So she's being kind of sneaky with that.
It's pretty smart, though. I mean, for somebody that deals meth and...
Yeah.
That's pretty smart.
She thought she could win some money.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lisa and her boyfriend must have left Alaska around the time that the family went missing, because she was arrested in Tennessee on June 13th for drug possession and trafficking conviction. Holy. So 13 days after the family went missing, the grandma of the girls and her boyfriend were in Tennessee.
Wow, that's kind of far.
It's pretty far. Alaska. So, like, that's a far drive.
Yeah.
So they couldn't have been in Tennessee for too long.
Okay.
When the police were talking to the sister of Rebecca about the grandma and the lawsuit, Rebecca's sister was so confused about why the grandma was in Tennessee, because last she heard, she wasn't supposed to leave Alaska and thought that she had been wearing an ankle monitor. So
like violating her parole.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the grandma was transported back to Alaska and the police grilled her for 6 days. but then released her with no further charges having to do with the missing family. Though she still remained a target of accusation, even her estranged sister, so the grandma's estranged sister and father, were suspicious of her. Lisa's sister, so the grandma's sister, also thought that it was weird that she filed the lawsuit against her former daughter-in-law in another city. So just a lot of fishy stuff going on with the grandma.
Right.
So there's a few suspects that they're looking into.
But that one's strong.
Yeah. While they're searching for the bodies still.
Okay.
Okay. So the bodies are found.
Ugh.
But they were not found until March.
Of the next year?
Yes.
That's a long time.
Yeah. So it must have faded out, because I feel like sometimes those things do.
Like the cut, like, goes cold?
Yeah, like, there's, like, the full search of them.
Yeah, definitely. Just,
I mean, they're still obviously looking, but the neighbors slowly stop looking, and so, anyway, so the body was found almost a year later.
Okay.
There was a trail near the family's home, about 400 meters, it says, which, for reference, is 437 yards, 1,312 feet,
which is 4 football fields.
Which is under a quarter mile.
Okay. All right.
So not far.
No. No.
So, and this trail was for four-wheeling and hiking, so it wasn't like a car trail. So we had some guy on the trail after the snow had melted, he saw the bodies. Like, he must have been walking or he was on his ATV. I think it says further in, but I think it was just a few yards off the trail that they found the bodies. So the guy must have been, like, hiking off trail.
Okay.
And found the bodies.
I mean, is it a four-wheeling trail, right?
Yeah.
So you'd think a lot of people would be going by that.
Yeah. Especially throughout the summer, where it happened in May, and you have all summer of four-wheeling.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay.
Well, the bodies were found in a depression, so like a
ditch
type of thing with grass around them.
Okay.
So I think that the person must have been hiking just off the trail and had found the bodies.
Okay. They weren't buried.
They were just in a ditch. They were just there.
Okay.
The autopsy of the bodies shows that they were killed on May 31st. So 3 days after they were last seen or heard from.
That's crazy that they can pinpoint almost a year before when they died. Yeah. Like, to the day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay, so after they found the body and the cops showed up, it says that Rebecca and her daughters were laying dead together and Brandon and the dog were about 15 feet from them.
Okay.
Investigators found 2 handguns and 5 spent shell casings at the scene. After research, they found that both guns were purchased by Brandon, and Brandon had both holsters from the gun on his dead body. The police said that there was nothing to make them believe that the bodies had been moved after the death.
Okay. So, looking at it, it's almost as if Brandon shot them.
Yeah. And then shot himself. Yeah, nobody moved them.
Right.
So, remember how there was a dog that picked up a scent during the search?
Yeah.
Well, the police said, just like after, like, finding these bodies and are like, could not believe that it was this close to the house, they went back and were like, why did we not ever figure this out? Well, the dog that took them in a direction, he took them in a totally different direction. So that's what kind of made them look away, not look away,
right,
in that area. Because they believed the dog and followed the dog scent. So they were just kind of confused about that.
Dogs don't lie.
So it must have been a different scent from a different time. But that's kind of why, like, they were so close to home.
And still
but never found. Really found.
Right.
Because they kind of went off that lead.
Right.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Let's talk about Brandon a little bit. So Brandon was born in Alaska and was a U.S. Air Force veteran.
Cool.
He fished and hunted. And in Alaska, it wasn't unusual for someone to walk around with guns, especially during bear season.
Right.
So the fact that a handgun was found at the scene doesn't necessarily make it a murder weapon. But the fact that the guns were out of their holsters and five rounds had been shot makes you wonder.
Absolutely.
So after the bodies were found, the police released a statement saying, "The findings are consistent with the findings from our own investigation and that of the FBI, which indicate that Brandon shot and killed Rebecca, the two girls, and their dog, and then turned around and turned the gun to himself and committed suicide. And any theory about motive would only be speculation." So that's it. You have like a whole year of this family gone.
And that's it.
And they just determined that Brandon shot and killed his family in the woods behind, and they don't know why and never will.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah.
No, there's no more.
Like, there's no more. That's it.
What about the mom? What about the grandma?
There was nothing on her. I mean, obviously, like the drug charges and all that, but.
That's crazy.
What's crazy is she ended up probably winning in the end because...
Well, they didn't show.
Yeah. Well, and like... Yeah.
That's nuts. And there was never any sign of like abuse or yelling at each other.
No, fights. There was just like that week, the family or the sister thought it was weird. And like even after...
And there's no hose near him.
Yeah, that was weird that they asked for the hose, and like there was just weird. It was just a kind of a weird week before, and like the aunt and uncle of Brandon couldn't believe, like they were just blown away that he did that.
Something was wrong.
Yeah, like something.
We go back to the sister.
Yeah, something was just like turned.
Wrong. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, there's Alaska for you.
There's the missing family of five in Alaska.
Okay.
Missing / murder / suicide.